We are back on the Campus Chronicle podcast, man. We have a special guest with us, Eduardo. You want to introduce yourself?
Hey, guys. I'm Eduardo. I'm an automotive student here at DMAC. It's my last year, actually, here.
Nice. But last semester?
Last semester, final stretch.
Nice. The final stretch, man. You got to end it on a high note. So where are you from? What high school did you go to? And how did you get here to DMAC in Ankeny?
So I'm from East High School.
And East?
Yeah.
East? So, I went to Hoover.
Do you know Sam Powell?
Sam Powell? I don't think so.
How about Rico Gafford?
No, I'll be honest with you guys. I wasn't really in school much.
You weren't?
No.
This guy went to Hoover, so he kind of a little rivalry there. Who would you say East's biggest rival is?
Lately, I say it's probably between North or Lincoln, but I'm pretty...
No one likes North.
No.
Any of them, like Roosevelt, Hoover, none of them like North.
Nobody.
North is terrible.
Bro, they just won one game in football.
They're so cocky. They think they're so good. And they're
bro,
the worst
you win one
school.
Game in football and you think you're good, bro. Like, you're not. But yeah, keep going.
No, but I mean, if they won one game and think they're good, we're definitely bad. My senior year, we won zero games.
Yeah, same. Yeah. Like, we went 0-9 in football, for real.
But like, I don't
have a win in basketball.
I know, but like, we told Jaden this. Like, it's hard for players to go out when nobody... It's hard to, like, get kids to go out when nobody is motivated and wants to go out.
No one wants to go out, but then when they do go out and they show themselves, then they transfer the next year.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, no one stays.
Like, Jaden McGregory, for example, for Valley. He started at North.
I scored on him at North, by the way.
Hey, head Jaden McGregory.
7-on-7.
This kid, Jaden Park, scored on you, man. But, Jaden...
to recruit me.
We talk about this all the time because he was coached by Theo Evans, who's a great dude, by the way. Shout out Theo Evans again. But, like... It's hard to get the talent to get kids to go out when they're not really motivated. You know what I mean? Like, that's why they don't win a lot of games because, no offense, but the kids aren't really talented enough. But then they transfer.
And the kids that are talented enough, and there's only like a few of them, like a handful, that transfer out the next season because we go 0-9. Like, why would you want to stay
there? Like, if Jaden McGregor were to stay at North, they'd actually be like really good.
Like, you know, they're good enough to go somewhere else. Like, they understand that. They don't want to, like, stay in college, high school, going 0-9, not doing anything, not getting any recognition, you know? Like, they could be a 3-star or 4-star. Yeah. Something else.
Right. Well, our problem was that we never actually had a coach that actually cared about us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I think the last Hoover football coach went to East, right?
Who was it?
Theo? I don't know. Some black dude.
Wasn't Theo?
Was it?
Oh, Eric Addy?
No, he went to North.
No, it was, I know the dude's name.
Yeah.
I can't remember his name. I can't remember. But yeah, he showed up my junior year.
Like, he low-key didn't care about anyone.
No. Dude, so
that's the thing is, you got to care about your players. Yeah. You got to get your players to be invested.
Theo actually cared.
I know.
Theo's
the man. So if we're talking about the same dude, it was Coach Tyler.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. So okay. So when he came on my junior year, a lot of people were expecting a lot because when he first introduced himself to the whole team, he acted like this very nice kid, very nice person, talking about him coming back and because he was from East and stuff.
Nice.
But as the season progressed, he really didn't care what you had going on. So I had work one day and before practice, and I texted him. I was like, I can't get anybody to cover me, so I can't come. And he basically told me, I don't care. You still got to show up.
That's not what a good coach should do. A good coach should realize that, hey, you know, in your instance, like, you can't get anybody to work for you. You have to go do it. Like, especially at a school like East where, you know, you guys don't take football as seriously as like a Valley, a Dowling, Northwest.
Though, like, Theo said that too to us too. Like, he was like, if you got work, call off work. Like, we're not going to work the whole semester, guys. We're football oriented, and we went 0-9. Like, why does it matter?
Yeah, but Theo's a great dude.
Like, would I rather go 0-9 or get bread? Like, I'm gonna need money in the future.
I need bread put on the table.
Yeah.
Well, the thing with us, our team actually we actually wanted to play, and we actually wanted to. Like, there's a lot of kids in there that were very talented. The problem was the coach had his favorites too.
Yeah, and so it's
that definitely happens a lot.
Yeah, it happens. Like, so I went to Northwest, right? And you know, I think at our school it's more of like seniority, right? Because my brother, who was a sophomore, didn't start, but he was better than the kid that was a senior. And the coach played the senior because he's favorite. And so Northwest has seniority on their team.
Yeah,
it's
like,
so
they've been on the team so long. Yeah. they get like attached.
And
to them.
And this kid that my brother was playing behind had 4 tackles one entire season. And my brother won honorable mention All State. And it makes no sense. Like, if a guy's more talented than a guy, I would start him in a heartbeat. I don't care what class. I don't care if he's a freshman. Like, I would start him in a heartbeat.
That's exactly what happened to me, like, basketball season. Like, Chase Hendo.
Yeah,
his
dad
was the coach.
Courtney.
And, like, he always wanted to bench me. Like, he would never want to play me. But, like, I was better than, like, half the roster for, like, everyone else. Dang. Said I was better. Like, I was a shooter. So I just quit the team because, like, I'm not gonna stand for that.
I had a similar situation when I was doing soccer my senior year. We had this goalkeeper that let's be honest, he wasn't good. He acted like he got hurt every second. He wouldn't show up to practice. So there's another backup that I call in my project because I'm the one that was training him because I've been playing goalkeeper for a while. But the coach still decided to start him and the other dude before me, even though the whole team said, yo, why don't you put him in? He's way better than everybody else.
So let's get back to your journey about how you got here to DMAC here.
Yeah, so at first I wasn't supposed to come to DMAC. I was actually supposed to go to Pella up in Central, right? On a football or soccer opportunity. But the problem was that football never came out to it because I got injured my junior year, and I sat out the whole year from everything, from sports, any weightlifting stuff at all. So that I had a bunch of opportunities to go to there, and it also didn't help that I was in school half of the time. So, and I've talked about this with family and friends. I had 3 credits as a senior.
Dang.
Yeah, because I never showed up to class. I would always leave and stuff, so I wasn't supposed to even be here in DMAC. But the way I got here was I was actually dropped from East twice, I believe.
So did you graduate from East? Like get a full diploma and stuff like that?
Yeah, I actually graduated early from East.
Hey, you got the diploma.
No.
That's all that matters.
Yeah. He got the diploma. I mean, it doesn't matter if you get a D, you pass, man. Yeah. So
yeah, the way I graduated was because I actually went to a program called Options, where it's like a last opportunity for people to go. You go there any day you want for 2 hours, do a bunch of tests, and leave. And so that's basically what I did for the rest of the time being. And like in 2 months, 3 months, I graduated.
So is this your first year at DMAC, or is this your second year?
Second.
What are you studying?
Automotive technology.
Nice.
And I just got an opportunity to go work at a shop that they're opening up 10 minutes away from here.
That's really cool. So, yeah, so speaking of that, you're a big Dallas Cowboys fan, as we were talking about off the air. What are your thoughts on the Dallas Cowboys this season, and like what were your main takeaways from this season?
It was embarrassment, you know, coming off 2 seasons ago where they did a little bit better in this season. I just think the offense wasn't clicking as much as they should. They brought a good receiver on.
They have CD, who's great, top 5. Time out here for a minute. All right, so we were talking about CeeDee Lamb and top 5 receiver. George Pickens is, I think he's a great receiver. I mean, top 10, maybe top 15. So, and then you got Dak, who he does good in the regular season, and then like he just gets injured, and then he can never. I think that's a big problem with Dak, is like he's a great quarterback, but he just can never stay healthy. I mean, that's the problem. It's how many years has he been in the league now?
That like one 10? Year that he just like snapped his leg.
Yeah,
I was watching that live. It was insane.
No, who was that? Who was that Cowboys player that like snapped his leg in half? Remember that, like 2019. Alan Hearns, that was the guy. Remember? You don't remember that?
No, I don't.
Alan Hearns?
Look it up. He had like some. He like broke his leg like in the middle of a game. Like
you know that like that reminds me of the college player, but just like his bone was hanging out. You know?
I don't know who you're talking about, but
Alan Hearns, you said.
So you're. What do you think about Schottenheimer? Do you like him as a coach?
I think he has great ideas. I think at the beginning of the season, Dallas was playing very, very good. I mean, you guys saw, I don't know if you guys watched the first game against the Eagles.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was an interesting game because everybody thought the Eagles were going to blow Dallas away because
coming off a Super Bowl.
I'm going to say something right now.
Was it at Philly?
Yeah,
so they got their rings.
Yeah, because
night?
Of the rings. Yeah. That was the game that went tied, remember? Wasn't it tied?
No, that was Philadelphia. I mean, that was...
But they didn't play all 4
no,
quarters.
No, that was Green Bay. That was Green Bay. They tied.
That was
wasn't it the season? But wasn't it the Eagles and the Cowboys that didn't play full quarter because something happened or whatever? The very first game. Uh-huh. I thought that was...
It's because, like, what's his name? The dude on defense spit at Dak, like, before the game even started. Like, you remember that?
Oh, yeah. Jalen Carter. Yeah.
He spit. It was like
I don't like
first
that dude
play,
at all.
He just spit at Dak.
Yeah, but, yeah, I think Schottenheimer's fine and, but I watched the Bears versus Cowboys game, actually, and the Bears, that's the game where Luther Burden took off. That's where I knew he was going to be a good receiver. And
I knew he was good when they drafted him.
Yeah, I was kind of questionable. But at that point, you got to take the best player available. And, yeah, what do you...
Well, that game was actually... I stopped watching it, like, halfway into it because I knew that game was over. I mean, the Cowboys came out and completely looked like the Jets.
Dude, you know what's crazy? So their defensive coordinator was a former Bears head coach who I hate, Matt Eberflus. Worst head coach I think I've ever seen.
Where's Nagy at?
Chiefs offensive coordinator. And you know what's crazy? He's getting interviews for head coaching jobs. I do not want to see Matt Nagy as a head coach again. But like I was saying against the Eagles, like I think Jalen Hurts needs the tush push to be a good quarterback. I think without the tush push, he isn't good.
So are you as against it? Or
oh, it should be banned, 100%.
I'm not like necessarily against it. I just don't like that they like, do it every play. Yeah, like, when they get on the goal line, you know they're going to do it. Like,
what was it? Was it against Washington that they ran it like four times?
They ran it like five times, and the guy kept jumping over it.
Yeah.
And they said if you do that one more time, we will just award Philadelphia the touchdown. Like, what?
Yeah, like, and here's the thing. Is like, the Eagles make the argument, well, other teams can do it. Yeah, they can do it, but they don't do it every single play.
Other teams can do it, but they can't do it as good as them. So it's like an advantage. Like, I mean, you can't stop an advantage, like, because they train for it. Like, they practice for it. Yeah. They have a good offensive line. And,
exactly.
And Jalen Hurts can squat, like, 600 pounds.
And when you have Lane Johnson, when you have Jordan Mailata, when you have Cam Jurgens. Like,
all these big guys can just push you forward. And it's it's like... The defense can get injured sometimes. Like Chris Jones in the Super Bowl.
Uh-huh. You're supposed to use it on like third and one, fourth and one, goal line, first and goal. You don't need to do it on first and 10 every single play.
They're getting better at it though. I'll give them that. Like, because Dallas Goedert got the carry, I think, at the goal line.
That's what annoys me. I'm for it. It's like, hey, fourth and one, fourth and two. Okay, that's fine. That's when you go for it. But on first and 10, it's at the Eagles logo. Like, why are you? It's just not funny. Nobody thinks it's funny. And I don't like, speaking of the Eagles, I don't like Nick Sirianni. You see what that guy did to A.J. Brown? He was yelling at him. I don't
AJ
like
AJ Brown's things. Gone.
You guys think he's, you guys, Nick is still on, or you guys think he's been fired?
I mean,
I think he got a couple more years left.
I don't know.
I don't know.
He's on the hot seat definitely right now. But like, he just won a Super Bowl. Like, you can't. You got to give him at least one more year.
Yeah. You know? We were talking the other day. I think that's the same thing with Harbaugh, too. But like, it wasn't really his fault. Like, but I mean, like.
If it was me, I'm letting them go. But like, knowing them, they just won the Super Bowl with them. So it's like, you can't.
You're talking about Harbaugh or Sirianni?
No, like Sirianni. Like, you can't release him one year after a Super Bowl. But like, if it was me, I'm letting him go.
Well, I didn't think Harbaugh was supposed to get fired with Ravens, because it really wasn't on him. I mean, time the Ravens went to the playoffs, Lamar kind of underperformed.
And at the end of the day, it's not really the coach's fault.
There was the Zay Flowers fumble, and then
Mark Andrews a couple years ago kept dropping passes.
And then the kicker missed the field goal. It's like,
John Harbaugh.
What is the coach supposed to do?
Yeah, like, what is he supposed to do? Like, he's taking the points. Like, what do you want him to do? Like, I always get mad at Ben Johnson sometimes when he doesn't take the points. It's like, you can't blame a coach for taking the points. It's the kicker's fault. At the end of the day, it's the players. And like, with Mike Tomlin, too, like, I hate when the Steelers kept him. Oh, he's never had a losing season, this and that. Like, 19 seasons of the same. That's all they care about.
He's only had one ring with them. Yeah.
No, he has two.
No, he went to the Super Bowl twice, but he only won once with Aaron Rodgers.
Because he went against the Packers.
No. Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah, which was what? 2009
against the Cardinals.
A long time ago.
It was like his second year coaching the Steelers, and then from then he hasn't won.
17 years later, all he cares about is a winning record.
Yeah, like, they care more about, like...
They're like 3-10 in the last... 13 playoffs.
Aaron Rodgers, man. I hope that guy's retired. I do not like him, bro. He's like, he'll act like that nothing's a problem, and then he'll go on the Pat McAfee show and just like have a problem with everybody. Like,
well, he blames everybody.
Yeah.
He blames everyone but himself.
Yeah. It's like, buddy, like, take accountability for your own actions.
If you guys saw that Steeler game, like, they kept running the ball when you clearly have a quarterback that can sling it.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers, I'll give him credit where credit's due. He's one of the best passers of all time. I don't like him, but I'm going to give him credit where credit's due. And like, Arthur Smith, the offensive coordinator, why are you running the ball with I'm not saying you shouldn't run the ball, but, like, pass it a lot. Like, Aaron Rodgers has the arm.
They actually had DK Metcalf back then.
Yeah, have DK Metcalf. Steelers signed so many good free agents this offseason. They signed Jalen Ramsey.
Adam Thielen, too. I mean, he's a little washed, but, like, Adam Thielen.
Adam Thielen, DK Metcalf. They got Pat Freiermuth.
They have like three tight ends.
Yeah,
they have Darnell Washington too.
And they don't even use them. And it's frustrating as a Steelers fan, because you said your mom's a Steelers fan. It's like, I mean, who are they going to go out and hire, though? That's the thing. It's like, what better coach can you go out and hire? I mean,
I don't think you can. I mean,
me and Jaden talked about this the other day.
What if the Ravens and Steelers just swap head coaches?
Yeah,
that would be funny. It might happen, honestly.
That might happen. That'd be crazy. But, I mean, Stefanski could go there, but, I mean,
I don't think people want Stefanski.
No.
I think his career in the NFL is done.
I think he's a better offensive coordinator, like Josh McDaniels. Like, we saw Josh McDaniels with the Broncos and the Raiders. Not a good head coach.
Where do you guys think he goes?
Josh McDaniels? No, he's staying as an offensive coordinator with the Patriots. I think he's meant to be an offensive coordinator, but, like...
You think so?
Yes. But, like, the Raiders, though... Raiders are a terrible organization. Yeah.
Like, not even the GOAT can save the Raiders.
No.
They got Tom Brady over there, and he can't save them.
No, like, he can't do anything about it. Like, but watch them somehow ruin Fernando Mendoza's career, by the way.
Oh,
but,
definitely.
Yeah, but...
I love Mendoza.
Yeah,
but...
But like he, me and Jaden agree. He talks like that. That somebody gives him a script. I love Coach Cignetti. I want to thank God. I want to thank the University of Indiana. I want to go Hoosiers, baby.
Big thanks to the man above.
Yeah, I think we're due for another one on Monday.
Yeah.
Oh, not even close.
Like, Indiana's gonna win. I have to sit down and just like take it all in. Like, yeah. I just love listening to him talk.
Yeah, and what? Me like. That's the best turnaround in college sports. Like, I don't.
Who would have ever thought Indiana was being a national championship game?
I remember 2 years ago they were 2-10, and now who would have thought that they'd be undefeated, gonna win the national championship? I get Miami's at home, but like, all right, we're back. We were talking about Indiana and how it's the best story of all time. I mean, who would have thought a 2-10 team would turn around and win the national championship? I know Miami's at home. But Indiana's going to – the way they played against Oregon, I just don't think there's any team that's going to beat them. And if they can beat number 5 Oregon by that much, I can't imagine what the score is going to be.
They've just been running up the score on
them. Well, I didn't even think it was going to be a
whooping. And you know what's, yeah, you know it's going to be close at least.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy is that Fernando Mendoza actually grew up a Miami Hurricanes fan. And he grew up like 5 minutes away from the stadium, so it's going to be a homecoming. And he's going to win a national championship in the home stadium that he grew up watching. And it's pretty surreal. So we got
another guest.
He's been on the podcast before. He's welcome back.
What's poppin', y'all? This is Chris again. What's up?
We had him on before winter break, and we were talking about NBA. And how you doing, man?
Oh, I'm chilling. Just working, getting my education going, and this, that, and the third.
I feel you. You know, Darryl and them. You've been getting on their podcast.
No.
You probably don't know Darryl.
I don't actually.
That's two different friend groups.
So are you a freshman or a sophomore?
I'm a freshman.
Where are you from? Oh yeah, Dallas. Yep,
yes,
Dallas.
Sir. Dallas, born and raised.
So speaking of Dallas, he's a Cowboys fan actually. So
we not gonna talk about them.
I think we gotta have major changes off season.
He agrees that Jerry Jones is not good.
Oh, without a shadow of a doubt. That's a 2 to 3 hour long tangent just about that alone.
Well, they made a documentary about
The America's thing. Team. Yeah. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't. I've been wanting to watch it, but
yeah, I saw that. Yeah, Jerry Jones. You know what's crazy? Him and Jimmy Johnson were roommates in college at Arkansas, and I like Jimmy Johnson. I think he's a good personality. And so, were you a Cowboys fan or no?
Man, I've been in Dallas since I was 13. Always have been a Cowboys fan. Will forever be a Cowboys fan.
Who's your favorite player ever?
Oh, CD. All the
CD.
Way.
CD.
All the way.
CD.
All the way.
What about Dak?
Can I cuss?
Go ahead.
Fuck no.
What about Zeke?
Good in his prime.
He was good. Yeah. He was a good running back.
And then they tried to bring him back, too.
Yeah, for what? Back for 1 year. Not. To do nothing. Like,
he gained weight when he came back.
He was like 300 pounds then, bro.
Man could not run.
Eating too much.
No,
he was eating too good. His back was getting big.
He was eating too much candy.
Facts, nah, for real.
Like that 2016 season was low key prime. Like,
was that his rookie season or 20?
That was his Zeke and Dak's.
Dak.
Which was the
they
only
came
time.
In the same year.
Yeah,
I did not
yeah,
know
they came
that.
In the
did,
same
have,
time.
Did they still have Dez at that year, 2016?
Yeah, they did. I think Dez retired a year later. Yeah.
No, didn't Dez go to the Saints like on the practice squad? He went there for like a couple years. And then he went to the Ravens for like a year. But yeah, what are your thoughts on Dez? You like Dez? He kind of had anger issues, but...
Yeah, that's the best thing I can say.
George Pickens does, too. We've been talking about this. Like,
but like that's just George Pickens in general. Like that's just who he is.
Yeah,
right.
What about Tony Romo?
Man.
Dude, his announcing, people hate him as an announcer.
Yeah, yeah, I was seeing that. Why was that?
I don't know. Like,
I don't know, Jim. This play's coming next. Watch the Chiefs do this.
Watch this. I'm going to draw on the screen.
I'm going to draw what the Chiefs are going to do next.
And also, just off topic, if we're going to talk about the NFL. What is the Saints doing in the wild card right now?
They're not even in the playoffs.
Who?
Is it the Panthers?
Saints aren't in the wild card. The Panthers were in the wild card. They lost to the Rams.
But barely.
Panthers were in the
wild card? They should have won. I was actually rooting for them.
Bro, they went 8-9 in water division, bro. That's like mediocre in the Bears division that they're playing.
People in the playoffs are Bills, Denver, Niners, Seahawks, Rams, Chicago, Houston, and Patriots.
I think the Super Bowl could be Patriots and Rams.
The Steelers?
Yes.
The Steelers.
Yeah, what the fuck?
That's what I mean.
Bro, that's what the Ravens should have made it.
What the fuck? And I have a homeboy I went to high school with that said over and over again that the Steelers going to make it. What the fuck are the Steelers doing?
They lost to the Texans.
What are they doing in the wild card?
I'll be honest, the Texans shouldn't have won.
No,
not at all.
I mean, what was that score, like 13-3?
Like six times in the game.
And yet the Steelers just don't even know what they're doing.
Mid-game, he had to practice the snaps with the center.
he had to get a snap count right.
Huh?
Yeah, but...
Oh, no.
What do you think about CJ Stroud? How far is Dallas from Houston?
Like 3-4 hours?
Did you know any Texans fans?
I've gotten into arguments. And this is me being 100% honest. I've gotten into arguments. I've gotten into physical altercations with Texan fans before. Man, they will die hard and ride hard for their team, but I don't care, and I will say this over the mic. The Texans are ass.
Yeah, I saw that.
Ass. The Texans are ass.
And I think that Texas should have another football team. I think San Antonio should have a professional football team.
Really? Why do you think that?
Because... That isn't they should. I mean, I think Florida has three teams. I think Texas takes football way more seriously than Florida. I think Texas should have, because they have a dome there. It's called the Alamo Dome. They should play there where San Antonio. You know what? I think that the Texans and the Cowboys should play at the Alamo Dome every year, like where the in San Antonio. That'd be
against each other?
Yeah. Like each year.
That's not a half bad idea. I was going to say, and if Texas were to recruit players from like high schools and so on and so forth.
Oh.
If we're going to talk about it, I know talented kids to this day that would be good for San Antonio.
Do you know Skyline High School?
Oh, the memories I have there.
Skyline? Are they rivals with you guys? Or?
I went to a whole different school district from Skyline, but man, if I say what I did at Skyline, not even being a student there.
The things that went on at Skyline High School.
Like, if I can say this over the mic without getting into too much trouble.
We could cut it out. It's all good. Me and Jake can cut it out.
We're good. But the fact that Skyline security wasn't the best. Like, it was cool, but it wasn't the best. But to put it mildly, I was able to sneak onto their campus and go to multiple different classes.
Dang. How did you get that to happen? Did their secretary just let you go through, like,
same with North.
Yeah.
No, like, I knew people.
Oh, yeah.
And like, they just got me in. And
you just snuck in through the back door, just came in.
No, I snuck in through the front.
Oh. Wait, all you have to do is walk in. They don't
wait,
care.
Now that we're talking about security stuff.
You don't have to get, like, a pass or anything? No, you just walk through?
Just go in.
No. As long as you act a certain type of way and you don't make them know suspicious.
If you're, like, in a group of people and they're just all walking in like lunch or something.
No wonder why Texas has a lot of high school shootings. Crazy.
So that's a different reason. But. that's just Texas.
That's just Texas. People wild. But yes, no kidding. I went there. I ate lunch there. I went to the gym and played ball with them sometimes.
Like as long as you get in, they don't care.
They don't care.
If you walk past them,
are you from Texas or?
No. But my dad went to Texas a lot. He came back and forth.
Are you a Longhorns fan or?
I don't have a specific college team that
there's
I go
so many in Texas, like Texas A&M, Texas, Houston, Baylor,
there's
TCU,
way too many.
SMU.
Man, the best thing I can say, I got love for every single college team out there. They're all doing their thing right now. And I
Arch Manning, man.
Man.
What do you think about Arch Manning? Do you like Arch Manning?
Fire.
You think he should have came back?
Yes. I don't think he's at NFL ready.
To an extent.
I think Quinn Ewers should have came back last year.
Is he eligible?
Yeah, but he's not NFL ready yet. I think he needs another year in college. Yeah,
I think
but,
he had great games this season.
He had good
but
games to prove. But
people like
he
after
was
Ohio
Heisman's favorite.
Yeah, after Ohio State, people just garbage on him. Said, "Oh, he's terrible." It's one game. Right? It's one game.
Like, he's a good runner too.
Yeah, he's he gets that from his family. I mean, his uncles, man, and his dad. And
you know. What do you guys think about the drama with the Ole Miss quarterback and not getting his next
chance? Oh, yeah.
I mean, I have mixed feelings about that, but like,
wouldn't that be like his sixth year?
Probably.
Me and Jaden talked about this the other day. TJ Finley, you know who that is? The guy that has like been on seven schools in like five different years.
Yeah.
Seven like, schools
bro,
in five
how,
different
how,
years?
What are you doing, bro? Like, get a job. Like,
dare I ask, doesn't With eligibility, and sue me if I'm mistaken, but with eligibility, don't you get at bare minimum like 4 years?
Yeah, you're supposed to get
now
four when you're in school, and then like you can apply for more. Or like COVID year, you got an addition one because like the season was canceled, or like if you get injured or like your coach leaves or something.
Mm-hmm. If that's the case, how would that even be possible? Because you're going to, like you said, 7 different schools, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, he's been to LSU, he's been to Texas State, SMU. It's just disgusting.
How is that possible?
And he was starting at those schools, too. Like, why? You usually transfer if you're not starting and you want to start, but he's been starting. Like, dude, like.
Or if it's in the new head coach.
Every other school?
Yeah, like, you only enter the portal if you're not starting. And dude has been starting that.
Or if you want, like, a fresh start, like Mendoza, if he wanted to go somewhere else.
I get him, but like
Carson Beck.
Yeah.
Like, he was.
But, like, not 7 schools. Yeah. Like, my brother, get a job. Like, Jesus.
Like, if that's the case, put the cleats away.
Yeah, buddy. Like,
you don't need the cleats
make
no
the
more.
Indeed profile, bro.
Yeah, buddy, get a LinkedIn profile and start looking for jobs,
not
buddy.
Even that. Just create a social media account. Become an influencer.
Yeah, exactly.
It's go like, on TikTok.
Yeah,
go
buddy.
That's where everybody's blowing up right now. So
yeah, honestly,
just do a dancey dance on TikTok, like it, bro.
But like talking to Chambliss, like the backup entered the transfer portal already. Mm-hmm. But like Chambliss,
who was the backup?
I don't know. Oh. He started at the start of the season, but then
Chambliss
like,
didn't start.
No, Chambliss came in like the third game or something, the fourth game. So like
they should have Lane Kiffin should have known better and started him from day one.
Speaking so like of, after that, Chambliss, I think he's NFL ready right now. I'm not gonna lie.
Like he, I don't know.
If, I don't know.
Another year would be good for him.
Yeah.
But like his draft stock might fall if he's not.
Well, that's what they're talking about. Yeah. They're saying if he does get that eligibility and he does come back, if he doesn't do as good or
like just Ole like
Miss doesn't
Moore,
come back,
if Dante Moore came back and he had like a terrible year or like something happened or like he got injured, NFL scouts would not.
But like Dylan Royo is not going to come in there and be a backup.
No.
If you're Dylan Royo, you want to go in there
Dylan
and start
Royo
right away.
Something.
He knows something nobody else does because like if he didn't transfer to Oregon, I don't think that like I think he knows that
Dante Moore is going to the draft.
Yeah, I think he knows
because he wouldn't go there.
I think Dante Moore should come back, but I think he's NFL ready. And I hate
like
those,
another year is always good.
But then you see those guys that come back and get worse, you know, get hurt, and then they go undrafted.
Like if Jeremiah Smith could just go to the league right now.
Oh,
he's chilling.
He would dominate.
Like,
he would.
He's probably top 15.
How did he not win the Blitnikoff Award? I'm still sitting here shocked.
Some dude named Lemons.
Yeah, that guy wasn't even the best receiver in his own conference. Like, how does he win the Blitnikoff Award? It's so dumb. Like,
it's like there's always controversy with all these awards.
Yeah,
like, there's a big controversy.
But like Mendoza, like Diego Pavia, that dude is a midget, bro. And Iowa, you see what he said about Iowa?
He said all you gotta do is score 7 points to beat Iowa.
Which is dumb.
We put up 34. Like 31 on them.
I'm an Iowa's fan.
Yeah,
always. And that's
he took that personally. Iowa took that personally. If I'm Iowa,
shout out Mark Gronowski.
Shout out Mark Gronowski, dog man. Mark Gronowski showed why he's better than Diego Pavia, bro. All Diego Pavia is good at is running. Like he's just not. He's 5'9" quarterback, bro. Like you don't see many 5'9" quarterbacks. Most quarterbacks are 6'1" and above. And like, yeah, Diego Pavia.
Kyler could do it. He could do it.
Yeah.
Who?
Kyler Murray.
He's 5'10" though, but yeah,
close enough.
But yeah, man. So do you think? They keep comparing 2019 LSU to 2025 Indiana. Let's get this out of the way. 2019 LSU team is the best basketball team of all time.
And first of all, Indiana only has 4 stars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no reason.
They had no 5 stars.
Which props to them.
Joe Burrow was a 4 star. Justin Jefferson was a 2 star. Jamar Chase, I think, might have been a 5 star, actually.
But like all that NFL talent on LSU, that's not comparable.
No team is better than that team.
I don't think there's ever going to be another team that compares to
no,
that.
Never. They're never
like the transfer portal now. Like,
no.
But like me and Jaden talk about this. Like, that's what makes Indiana so good is that they play the game the right way, right? They go out and they get guys that fit their system. They do it the right way, right? You know, you see all these schools like Ohio State who has 5 stars stacked around every single position. Indiana fits guys that know their system.
Well, because back then it wasn't about the bag.
Yeah.
It was because people really didn't want
to
play.
Guys don't care about the bag. Like, Fernando Mendoza wants to win. He's a nice – they recruit good people. They have a great coach. They play tough. They play smart. They play physical. And they know the system, right? And I think that's why Indiana is so good is because they go out and they – this is where the transfer portal is good, right? Experienced guys win you games. And that's just how it is, right? And people want to say, I much rather have a guy that's been playing – 3 to 4 years than a 5-star recruit. I would. I mean, that's the way.
I agree with that because at the end of the day, you have more experience.
Yeah, exactly.
Wants to actually play the game rather than just be there for whatever NIL deals or whatever the case may be.
Yeah, no matter if it's at Division 1.
At the end of the day.
Yeah, I don't care if it's Division 1, JUCO. If you have experience, like, Play. You have experience. You have more experience than a five-star guy. And
like you could be a five-star, top of the top, top class, like number one recruit. But yeah. You just don't have the experience as the other guys.
Yeah,
do.
And 100%.
You haven't experienced the things that these guys had in their career.
And even if you're a D2 guy, you've experienced stuff. You've played college football before. And that's good football. We've seen a lot of D2 guys. Trinidad Chambliss was a D2 guy.
Just take it back to your favorite player, Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah,
he went to JUCO.
College. Yeah, mm-hmm. Look where he was. I mean, some of the best guys... You know, Caden Weigand on Iowa started at JUCO. And to see him now where he's at and just like...
I think that's why a lot of these big programs you see, they have all these talented people because they...
Like Ohio State.
Yeah, Ohio State, I mean, which... I mean, let's be honest, okay, the way they went out...
Do you think Ryan Day is actually a good coach or do you just think that he's surrounded by a bunch of five-star recruits that make him look good?
Surrounded by a bunch of five-star recruits that make that man look good.
I think if you really want to tell if he's good, he's got to go to a lower program.
Yeah, give Ryan Day Indiana's roster, see how he does.
I mean, you're seeing it right now with my favorite team, Colorado.
Colorado?
Yeah, Travis I like Hunter. Colorado. And the way you saw them that 1-11 season, then Deion came and completely turned it around.
But that's the big thing is like they're going to have to be able to prove that they can win without Travis Hunter and Shador and all those guys.
And I think
it's going to take them a little bit.
This last season obviously wasn't the best season for them, but I mean, they showed possibilities.
They showed a potential.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they have a quarterback for a while.
Who they got?
Julius.
Julian Lewis.
Yeah.
And then they skipped his senior year to come play.
Mm-hmm. And then they got someone from the
Caden Salter from Liberty.
By the way, I didn't see the magic in him.
No,
I think you should have seen
him. He was announced as like this big player from Liberty. He was going to show out and
he was going to bring him to the playoffs, bring him to the promised land.
They didn't even make a bowl game.
I think he crumbled with the pressure.
Yeah, I think Deion's a good coach. I mean, I'm not taking it away from him, but like it's going to be interesting to see, you know, how he does without his son and without Travis Hunter and
without his biggest star players.
Yes, exactly.
You think they should retire their numbers? I mean, Shador was good because of Travis.
Yeah.
I mean,
no,
it's easy to be a,
off of each other.
Yeah.
It's easy to be a good quarterback when you got arguably the best receiver.
All-around player I think I've ever seen.
Yeah. Jimmy Horn. And who's the other wide receiver?
What was his name?
They had three good wide
receivers. Yeah, I forget the other guy's name.
They're all in the NFL right now.
Jimmy Horn. And who was the other guy? He got drafted. I forget what his name is, but... Yeah, and they had a pretty good running back, too, I think.
Yeah.
I forget his name, but...
Travis Hunter, Jimmy Horn, and LaJonte Wester.
They had a pretty good team all around.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, do you like Gus Johnson, the announcer?
I don't know.
The guy that says, touchdown, Hawkeyes.
I like the Hornets announcer.
Dipsy-doo!
He's funny, but I really much watch all the games in Spanish. I love watching.
Chicken salad, Miles Bridges, wow.
See, I can't comment too much on the NBA. My team is just a bad team.
So you like Colorado over Iowa, or?
I like both of them equally.
Why do you like Colorado?
I've always liked Colorado. I think they have an amazing culture down there.
And so did you like them before Deion?
I was watching them when they were in their 1-11 season.
David Bakhtiari.
It was hard to watch.
Remember Joel Klatt?
Yeah, it was hard to watch.
It was. They were pretty hard to watch. They were like going 1-10. So what do you think about the Pac-12? Do you think that? I mean, that's a dying conference.
Too many
teams. They should have just kept those teams in there. Yeah. Like, no offense, I don't want to watch a game at 12:00 at night. I just don't. Like, if I'm a Big Ten fan. UCLA going all the way to the other side of the state playing against Rutgers in New Jersey. That's crazy. A problem. Like, I don't want to see that.
I was going to say, if you're doing that at that point, that's like watching a... What am I thinking of? Watching a main event title fight for a boxing match.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yes.
It's exaggerated how much they try to put these games out at what time. Like, let's be honest. Nobody's watching a game at 12 at.
No, nobody.
Nobody.
And especially on a school night, I don't want to watch that. Like, and especially, like, I'm an Iowa fan, but, like, I don't want to see UCLA go out and play Rutgers. I just don't want to see that. Because California's right here. New Jersey's all the way over here. Like, I don't want to see that.
It's not
good for the sport.
Now, granted, if it's a team that I know, that I like, and that I know has a very higher chance of winning, I'll sacrifice.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, I would watch it if it was like a big matchup going on. Like,
I don't know. That's the point I'm trying to make.
Like a rivalry, yeah.
Yeah, like if it was a rivalry that you know is going to be a good game, then absolutely. But like putting these or putting unknown teams at like 12 at night, it's just not fair to them.
No, it's not. It's like, not at all.
For example, if a Hawkeyes and Cyclones game was on,
everybody in the whole city's watching. In to watch that, you know, because we don't have a professional team. Those are professional teams.
Yeah, the
which honestly, I think they should make a professional team.
Yeah. We should have one somewhere.
They should. Oh, I think we should have a WNBA team. They should play at the Casey Center in Des Moines.
Caitlin Clark?
Yeah.
Coming back to Iowa?
Okay. Let's get this out of the way. Caitlin Clark is the greatest college women's player of all time.
For sure.
100%.
Without a shadow of a doubt, 100%.
She changed the game 100%. I started watching because of her. Like,
okay.
Like, I did. Valid. And for all those people that say, oh, Paige is a great player, but she's not Caitlin. Juju is a great player, but not Caitlin. Like, I hate these people that compare. You know, Juju and Paige. I saw some other day where they were comparing Juju. I'm like, Juju is good, but she's not Caitlin. She's not Caitlin, and she's just not. I'm not being biased because I'm an Iowa fan, but like, I truly have never seen any. Like, Breonna Stewart was good, but like, she ain't Caitlin.
Now, can I ask this?
What?
As a boxer in training myself,
yes.
Why are there no gyms here?
Well, there's a couple around.
Where? Like, purely because the most I've seen combat sports wise here is wrestling.
Yeah,
what is the
Iowa takes wrestling very, very seriously.
I'm like, what is the shtick around wrestling? Granted, I love it. I watch it. Don't get me wrong. I do not mind watching a good ground game. I don't. But where are the boxers at?
Are there any like MMA or UFC fighters from Iowa like that you actually like that like trained and stuff from Iowa? Like
no, not that I know.
I think they all moved.
Yeah, to train out of different, more popular gyms. But like, where? Because at the end of the day, what I've thought about and what I've came to, I personally believe if boxing was taken as seriously here as it is with wrestling, Iowa would be populated as hell, in my personal
opinion. Oh, 1,000%. I agree. I agree that it would.
Well, I don't know if you guys heard, they're building a stadium here for a lot of all those sports, bringing in more professional sports.
Are they really? I never heard of that.
Yeah, there's a bid going on that they're trying to make a – I think it's around downtown. They're trying to build this big stadium for all these kinds of sports,
like soccer and stuff
like
that.
Yeah.
Nice. I did not hear that, but yeah. So were you on the East football team? Like at East,
I
just wanted to know. Yeah, what'd you play? What position?
I play online, D line.
How tall are you?
5'10".
5'10". This dude is 6'2" over here, bro. But do you know Braden Johnson?
I do.
Yeah, so Northwest, my school that I went to, we played against East this year, and Braden Johnson was pretty, even though it was a blowout, Braden Johnson played pretty well. So
it was great. I didn't get to see the game, but
is he a good friend of you? Is he your homeboy, Braden Johnson?
I have friends that went to go watch and he let me know. But yeah, I mean, I've talked to him a couple of times.
Yeah.
Wish nothing but best for him and everybody else.
So did you guys have, you guys played at Grandview, right? Or Grandview shares with you guys, right? I'm pretty sure Grandview shares with East.
Yeah, so I don't know if I'm right. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure that stadium is East, and they just lent it to Grandview.
Yeah, I think Grandview should build their own stadium.
East, but then Grandview plays.
But don't you think that like all of Des Moines schools should play at the MediaCom Stadium?
No.
But how many schools play there? Roosevelt. No, Hoover doesn't play. Hoover. You know what they do? I thought they built their own stadium.
They did, but that
was
that
was dumb. Me and Jane both agree.
No, but I'm saying like so. All of the Des Moines schools said they're not putting another dollar into their own stadium.
But Drake Stadium is literally right by there.
And they said they're not going to put another dollar into their own stadium. So they built this whole new MediaCom stadium that every Des Moines school could go to, right? East, Lincoln, North, Roosevelt, Hoover, Lincoln, like all of them.
So basically, high schools are sharing a stadium?
They were, right?
Yes.
But East refused to.
They were, right?
Yeah.
But then East was playing at their own field. So there was four, like you could play soccer there. Football, and they had this whole MediaCom stadium that they just spent like millions on.
Yeah,
and then Hoover and North are all gonna.
They just share
stadium
teams. Is like right down there. Why would you not want to play at Drake?
And
though?
Now
that's
Hoover
the thing.
Doesn't even have a football team. They share with Roosevelt, and Hoover and Roosevelt are a thing, and North. But then Hoover and North are gonna build their own tracks and football stadiums, and they're gonna spend millions more. Now
that makes
and
no
that
sense.
That MediaCom stadium's gonna be lonely.
Yeah,
but I mean Drake's already right there.
Drake's gonna.
They
use
should just
it.
Play at Drake.
Not
it's so dumb.
Drake's gonna use it. Yeah,
but like,
but it's so dumb. They said they weren't gonna spend another dollar, and now they're gonna build.
Yeah.
Hoover's going to build a stadium when they don't even have a football team.
Like, yeah, exactly. Which,
like,
what are you going to use?
That's just a waste
of
money. Like, it's stupid. Like, it is. But
yeah, no, but East refused to. East straight up said, we have a stadium. Why would we go play at MediaCom?
Yeah, but I think Grandview should build their own stadium. Like, just like.
Unfortunately, gentlemen, I have stuff I need to do.
All right, appreciate it, man.
I have stuff I have to get done.
It was good having you on, man. Oh, always good to talk to you.
Absolutely.
You're welcome back anytime, man.
Appreciate y'all, man.
Appreciate it.
See ya. Bro.
But yeah, so getting back to this, man. What are your hopes for the Cowboys in the near future? Like, what do you want to see? Who do you want to see them draft? What do you want to see them do?
I hope we can win a playoff game.
When was the last time the Cowboys won a playoff game? It's been a while.
I think it was like
they just won one against the Tom Brady Buccaneers.
Oh, that was like Tom Brady's last game. That was Tom Brady's last game.
Yeah, he went out.
They got rid of Tom Brady though.
Yeah, but cross fingers. I don't think he's allowed to come back because
he owns the Raiders.
Yeah, and he's you know what's crazy? He's also an announcer too. Like, he can't criticize teams. It's like, it's weird. But wait, speaking of that, what do you think of Aikman as an announcer?
I think he can come coach us.
Aikman? Hire him as a quarterback coach.
Yeah.
Aikman knows everything, bro. Like, I love listening to Aikman. Like, he's really good. He says, like, watch the team to do that. I think Aikman is better than Romo. I think Aikman is top
almost
up there. But I don't know if Aikman wants a coach, though. Jason Garrett was pretty good. I saw he got some interviews for... He was fine. I mean, he was actually Aikman's backup.
Jason Garrett? He went somewhere.
No. I said he was... Oh. He's getting interviews for head coaching job. I don't think he'll get one.
No, like Jason Garrett, I'm pretty sure
he's on somewhere. Sunday Night Football.
No, he got hired somewhere, I'm pretty sure.
No, he didn't.
Are you sure?
He got interviewed.
Oh, yeah. He interviewed with the Titans coach. No, but someone...
That'd be a good hire, though, if they would hire him.
Some other Cowboys dude went somewhere.
Who you talking about? Harris?
No.
It was the tight end. It was the tight end. Jason Witten.
He went to Oklahoma. As a tight end. That's a great move, man.
He was a great tight end.
He was a great tight end. And
probably one of the best I've seen in the Cowboys roster.
Oh yeah, I mean
Jake Ferguson is on his.
Yeah, he's got that bag off and off the field. I mean, dating who's he dating? Cavender or whatever that girl's name is. Jake Ferguson.
The Cavender.
He's winning on and off the field. And speaking of that, what do you think of Philip Rivers coming back?
Why they should have brought Cam Newton?
Yeah,
bro. Did you see the way he threw a ball?
Like, I mean, he
sacked his own self.
Yeah. He's literally a grandpa. Like, that was cool.
You know what's crazy?
That's a good adventure for him. Like all of his kids and everything.
Yeah,
to watch
his backup quarterback could be his son.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You know what people are saying? Why he came back?
Why?
Because he got so many kids, he needs that 5 years of insurance again.
Oh, yeah. He renewed it, like, the last time he could.
Yo, Colts, renew my insurance. But why would the Colts get... Like, why would they just let go of Anthony Richardson? Like, he wasn't, like...
I think the big problem was he gaved up too many times during the game.
Yeah,
he straight up went out and said, "Oh, I left because I was tired."
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, who does that?
That's not
like,
a football.
Like, buddy, that's not an NFL. That's not what an NFL quarterback does. And with the Titans, Will Levis wasn't bad. I mean, he really wasn't. And then, like, that's the thing in the NFL is, like, after 1 year, after the quarterback's bad, they just get rid of him. Like, give him a couple years. Like, do I think Cam Ward is good? Yeah, but I think Will Levis wasn't bad. I think Will Levis was a great quarterback. And
I think that comes back to the whole, what was his name? Trey Lance thing with Niners. He got injured and the Niners threw him to the side.
They had Trey Lance and then they had Jimmy Garoppolo.
No, they had Jimmy G start and then they had Trey Lance and then
Brock
Purdy got so lucky.
He got lucky. He came into a team that desperately needed a
quarterback. And he's a system quarterback. We both agree.
They got CMC, George Kittle.
Brandon Ayuk.
It's easy to win with good players.
Jawan Jennings.
And they got Trent Williams.
Yeah, the best top five tackle of all time. And like, we all agree he's a system quarterback. And if you think differently, then you're welcome to come on here and argue with us because we'd like to hear your point of view. And as a Bears fan, I'm tired of people saying that Caleb is not good. Oh, he paints his nails. You're a quarterback. I could care less if he paints his nails. I mean, I don't care. All these Packers fans, oh, he paints his nails. Packers fans, be quiet. Go home. Enjoy Cancun, you little weirdos. Like, enjoy Cancun, man. We beat you guys. I don't want to hear anything about the Bears who suck because we beat you guys twice this year. And Ben Johnson, man, he said, I kind of enjoyed beating Matt LaFleur twice a year. And he's a man of his word. So, Wesley, we had that guy on. But, yeah, I I don't like Packers fans. I hate them, man. It's glad to see them go. It's glad to see my Bears beat them after all we've been through this year. I don't want to hear anything from you, Packers fans. Oh, your quarterback paints his nails. He doesn't. Shut up, man. Our quarterback is better than your quarterback. Jordan Love is not a great quarterback.
He's not.
He's not. He's not. I hate when people say he's Jordan Love is going to dice you guys, but like I think Malik Willis is better than Jordan Love. I mean, the way he played against the Bears, I think he's better. I mean, I really do. And the fact that Packers fans wanted their coach fired after what happened, Packers fans are just so soft and salty. Like, they don't know what Bears fans go through. They don't know the amount of pain that I've been through my whole entire lifetime with Matt Nagy and Matt Eberflus. They had no idea what a bad head coach is.
If they knew what we go through every season, they wouldn't be talking.
They had zero idea what the coaches are like. They had no idea what Bears fans suffer through all the time. And they have no idea. And I'm glad that the Bears beat him because it makes me feel better.
You think they make it to the Super Bowl?
No, I don't.
Probably they're going to get past the Rams.
No, I think I told you this the other day when we were at the Northwest basketball game. I think Stafford and Puka. I think Stafford's going to MVP first of all. I think Puka Nacua and Davante Adams are going to dice our defense. I mean, I'm a diehard Bears fan, but I got to give credit where credit's due. I don't think we're going to be able to cover those guys.
So you think?
I think Rams are going to win. I'm a diehard fan, but I mean, I don't know.
You think it's going to be close or not?
I think it will be close, but I think we're going to be.
Come out playing how they play against the Packers,
our defense is so bad, bro. But we're a fourth quarter team, and as much as I don't want, like, if we want to beat the Rams, we got to come out better than we did against. Do you want to let him in?
Who?
Oh no, never mind. He's. But yeah,
I don't know why you don't think he has a key card.
Oh yeah, he does. I forgot about that. But
you think Stafford steals the MVP?
I think he wins MVP this year.
I think it should be Drake May, but I think Matthew Stafford's
going to get it. I think Drake May should have it.
Yeah. I think Drake May should have it. But like Matthew Stafford's throwing to Davante Adams and Puka Nacua. Like,
yeah, but that's where we come back. It's easy.
But like, who's Drake May throwing to? Like that good receiver?
Stephon Diggs.
But he's not good. He's not a
he's washed. That's what I'm saying. Like, I think Drake May should have the MVP.
Because yeah, I think he should, but I think Stafford will win it.
It's definitely going to go.
I'm not saying Stafford's not deserving, but I think, you know, just like with Mendoza, he won Heisman because he's better than Julian Sand because he's doing more with less receiver talent around him. That's just it. And I'm just what team in the division do you hate the most? Probably the Eagles, right?
Probably.
Yeah,
they probably have. They are
the worst fans I've ever seen. They throw things at
their
you.
Their fans are very bad. I mean, you think we're bad, but no, they.
No, I don't think Cowboys fans are bad at all.
I mean, some of us are, but
at least you're honest, though, man. I mean,
wait, honestly,
but like I've seen videos of like guys go to Eagles games and they like throw things. I'm like, you, like
they don't go and watch the game. They go and pick a fight.
Yeah, like bro, like casual fans, like I could go there in my bear stuff and they'd be like, yo man, get out of here. I'd be like, I'm just sitting here and minding my own business.
They hold on to those two Super Bowl wins and think they're the best.
Yeah, like buddy, like you're only good because of the Tush Puss. Like
you start arguing with them and they're like, oh, we have the best team. Like, no, you don't.
No,
you
you're not.
Have a play that nobody can stop.
Yeah, exactly. And then their argument to that is like, oh, well, any team can do it. Yeah, any team can do it, but we don't do it on every single play. Like, it's just. It annoys me when Eagles, but yeah.
The Eagles don't, I mean, yeah, they're a Super Bowl team, but they don't, at least I don't think they really have good players on there.
A.J. Brown is fine.
A.J. Brown's a diva.
Jalen Hurts is over, is an overrated quarterback.
Devontae Smith is low-key better than A.J. Brown.
Oh,
A.J. Yeah. Brown has no team after what he did.
No, I think they should let him
go. And if he does have, if he still is with the Eagles, then that owner is not doing something.
And now
right.
Saquon got the Madden curse cover. Madden cover curse.
Yeah, me and him both agree that Madden curse is a real thing.
Well, I don't think he did that bad this season.
He didn't do terrible, but like he didn't do Saquon numbers, you know?
No.
Like 2,000 yards.
But like with Emmitt Smith, though, like he had the best line of football last year. Like, I think Derrick Henry is the most consistent running back in the NFL, and I think he's the best. I think he's better than
Although Saquon. This season he's dropped too many balls.
Yeah. Derrick Henry?
He always fumbles. He has fumble problems
but like,
with the Ravens.
Did you see him against the Packers, though? Like, I like
4 touchdowns.
Yeah,
he's doing king things. There's a reason why they call him the king.
He was dicing them, but
What do you think about Josh Allen? You think so? My problem is people think Josh Allen is a good quarterback, but again, I don't know if he is or if he's just.
Oh, he's good. I don't think he should win MVP last year.
He doesn't even have like a star receiver around him. Like he makes the.
He had Stephon, but then they just signed so many washed up receivers, but. Yeah, man.
Like, I don't think Josh Allen is like
he's
Drake,
a top five
Drake May level.
He's not
or
Mahomes
like Matthew Stafford level, but like I still think he's a great quarterback, like top five, top ten in that range. But like he's not the best. Quarterback.
He's not better than Mahomes. He's not better than trying to think of other quarterbacks here. But Shoot, who is that?
Although.
Oh, all right. Thanks for listening to this episode, man.
Thank you for having me on.
Hey,
man.
Thank you for having me on.
You're a great dude.
It was a
man.
Pleasure.
Great having you on, man. Great
you're to welcome talk with anytime.
You yeah, anytime, man. Appreciate, you're welcome back. It. So, yeah.
We've got to cut it short a little bit, but.
Yeah, we do. Great to have you on. Great conversation. See you on the next episode.
Thanks for being on. You can check us out, CambridgeChronicleNews.com, Instagram and TikTok and X at DMAC Chronicle. We got a few videos posted, you feel me? And if you want to join us on the podcast, just like Eduardo did, just stop by Building 5, room 11136.